This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Haryana today. During his Rajasthan visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Rising Rajasthan Global Summit 2024 at Jaipur Exhibition and Convention Centre. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Rising Rajasthan Global Investment Summit in Jaipur. More than 5,000 business and trade representatives, diplomats and investors, delegates and other participants will attend the Grand Investment Summit. MOUs worth 30 lakh crore rupees have been signed for investment proposals prior to the summit. Representatives from 32 countries are participating in the investment summit, with 17 of them being the partner countries. In the afternoon, the Prime Minister will launch the Bima Sakhi Yojana at Panipat in Haryana. This scheme is designed to empower women aged between 18 to 70 years who have passed matriculation. Former Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his family have been granted asylum in Russia as rebel forces led by Abu Muhammad al-Jolani seize control of Damascus, effectively ending Assad's decade-long rule. The Kremlin confirmed Assad's arrival, marking the end of a regime that had maintained power through a brutal civil war, with crucial support from both Moscow and Tehran. The collapse of Assad's government represents one of the most significant shifts in regional power dynamics in generations, eliminating a key foothold through which Russia and Iran projected influence across the Arab world. Meanwhile, the Indian Express continues to remain operational in Damascus, Syria. The External Affairs Ministry sources said the embassy is in touch with all Indian nationals and they are safe. Sources said the embassy remains available to assist Indian nationals in Syria. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has arrived in Moscow on an official three-day visit to Russia. As part of the visit, Mr. Singh will commission the Indian Navy's latest multi-role stealth guided missile frigate INS Sushil at Yantra Shipyard, Kaliningrad, today. The defense minister and his Russian counterpart, Andrei Belousov, will co-chair the 21st meeting of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar presented India's comprehensive strategy for West Asia at the Manama Dialogue, emphasizing the region's critical importance to India's economic and strategic interests. Speaking at the concluding plenary session of the dialogue, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that India conducts annual trade worth $170 to $180 billion with the Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, Iran and Iraq, while trade with Mediterranean nations amounts to $80 to $90 billion. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal proposed launching a startup bridge between Norway and India as the two countries discuss various ways to boost trade ties. Mr. Goyal expressed his commitment to addressing various concerns collectively with relevant ministries to further enhance bilateral trade and investment relations between the two nations. In hockey, India registered a crushing victory over Bangladesh in the Women's Junior Asia Cup at Muscat in Oman last night. India will face Malaysia today in their next group game, aiming to defend their title and secure direct qualification for next year's Junior World Cup in Santiago, Chile. And that's the end of this news bulletin.